Radio Land Sparta means WACO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO, Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country, 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
And good morning. It is 9:27. This is the People Speak. I'm Jeff. Hope you're having a good morning. Talking today with Randolph Monroe Regional School Superintendent Kelton Davis. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, I am actually wonderful. I love seeing the sun. I love driving around the county. After this, I'm heading down to Chester for a little bit. And I can't complain. I really can't.
You know, I've learned it doesn't do any good anyway. You know?
I know.
Nobody listens.
I know. And I tell you what, we've got such great people working in my office. And, you know, we've kept moving with things. Even though, you know, we've had all the issues of 2020. And I think we're all looking forward to seeing that go bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
And hoping for a better 21. And I think we're getting off to the right start, but our folks have continued to provide those services that we need, our background checks, our testing services. I just signed a GED certificate this morning. I'm always happy to see folks that want to get back and continue their education. We're still running our adult ed programs for folks that need to practice up. So if you or someone you know is interested in getting that GED, please give our office a call, 826-5471. That's our Chester office, and our Waterloo office is 939-5650. And we'll be able to help you out both with the testing in classes. And looking forward to helping some more folks out. We've done in-person with social distancing. We also have online capabilities of working through it. We'll do whatever it takes to get you through. So those are the things I'm really proud of. You know, Mary Beth McCormick, who was a teacher in at Sparta, she is our professional learning, professional development coach, trainer, etc. One of the big responsibilities we have is the ongoing training of our teachers. And she has been in the field at the schools working with the people, and she just does a tremendous job. And so I'm very pleased about how things are going in these challenging times. And I know that on one note, the state did a big disservice back in March when we went with this concept of remote learning.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. When we did remote learning, the state board had made a statement that said, you know, no one's grades can be negatively affected. Well, Jeff, if I tell you that for the next 3 months of school, 3.5 months of school, your grades can't go down, what am I telling you? Well, if I turn nothing in, mm-hmm. I get the grade I have. If I do nothing, I get the grade I have. For that brief moment in time, we essentially said education was, there was no compulsory, you had to attend, so you had to click a button, mm-hmm. but you didn't have to do anything. And we've been meeting with families, and we actually started in Sparta to meet with some families to apologize that the state board had left them the impression that there were some options with education. We have a large number, and this is not unique to us. It's not unique to Sparta, Chester, Columbia, Waterloo, Redbud, Coulterville, Prairie du Rocher, Steelville.
Mm-hmm.
Valmire, got to make sure I've named them all, Waterloo. They're all struggling from a group of in the population that think it's sort of still optional. And so after meeting with them, we're hoping for some great second semester participation. We're hoping people will send their kids to school. We're finding that it is among the safest place because everyone is being masked. Mm-hmm. When we look at the transmissions that are going on, it is coming from family gatherings, outings, the restaurants that are supposed to be not even the restaurants. It's really more a packed bar settings and mm-hmm. things like that. But it's the family outing. And families getting together, and somebody had it from who knows where, and it gets passed around. So we're still high on the curve, but the good news is the immunizations and vaccines are coming out. I know our first responders are getting hit, theirs right now, and our medical staff have received theirs.
All right, I'll tell you what, we got a break. Here, let's go ahead and get that out of the way, and we will come back and talk some more with Regional School Superintendent Kelton Davis here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back, 9:39. This is The People Speak. I'm Jeff, and we're talking today with Randolph Monroe Regional School Superintendent, if I don't get my tongue tied, Kelton Davis. And you were mentioning, you know, the vaccine is out, so, I mean, they're starting to...
Our educators are on that group 1B list. So you had a priority list of the health departments, then the first responders, and then a subset of that first group are the educators.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't say educators, it's all the folks in the schools. There is not a mandate. And from what I've garnered, none of our schools so far have I heard are mandating that their staff have that. There are legal issues behind requiring a vaccination, but I would mm-hmm. assume after we've already gone through all this in a few months, State Board of Education and Department of Public Health will come out with recommendations after the fact. But I have offered, I talked to the health department, Angela Oathout, and her staff. They have been absolutely amazing. And I told her there's not a day goes by I don't think about the free time that I may have in a day.
Mm-hmm.
They have not had it. She has been since January just going gangbusters, and they're exhausted. They are so appreciative. I mean, I appreciate them. Are just, it's a tireless job. I mean, it's just ongoing contact tracings, meetings, updates.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're trying to get out the vaccinations. And so she informed me that we need to start preparing immediately for our folks associated with the schools. And as you and I were talking, it reminded me that probably our top tier needs to be our bus drivers, because we are in a confined space, even though we're masked, and we can have up to 50 people in a bus.
True.
And so quite frankly, we have a lot of veteran, and I mean by age and probably by service as well as you. I know you are a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
That and people with pre-existing conditions. So I am going to prioritize so that we can get our drivers taken care of, or at least afforded that opportunity. So within the next 2 days, we need to get that list of folks that would like the vaccine, and they're if they have pre-existing conditions, and if they're over 65 and then over 75.
Mm-hmm.
So got a little bit of work to do in the next couple days getting that information out. You know, I had asked Senator Schimpf his opinion about vaccinations, and I really liked what he said. He says, in general, I'm not, you know, and I probably will be in trouble for talking about this. I hope he forgives me. But it was sort of a confidential conversation. But he says, you know, I don't believe in the mandate. However, if it means getting our schools back full time, you know, and some other stipulations and mm-hmm. outs that people can have, he says, I could see the benefits of that mandate. He didn't say I would ever mandate it, but, you know, he would not even consider it unless our schools are back full time. And I think that's important. We've got to get back full time.
Right.
And we've got to get back face to face. And for most of our districts, the most difficult part of it is the fact that we can't feed our kids. It's a very challenging thing to do if you have a full class. If you were going to start in the cafeteria, for those that do the cafeteria, you can only have 50 in that room, regardless of how large that room is.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just think, if we were in the Edward Jones Dome, which I don't know if it's the Edward Jones Dome anymore, it's something mm-hmm. else maybe. Ameri-Center, Trade Center, or, you know, wherever we,
right.
let's say we're in a
building that,
if we're in a stadium, we can only have 50 people there. So, you know, we're kind of got our hands tied. We can't right. do anything. And when we don't have any liability waivers for our schools, who are doing absolutely everything they can, we've got no choice. We've got no choice. And not to be more depressing, you know, a lawsuit, whether, you know, I can sue you because I, you know, you don't like mustard. Well, I don't know if you like mustard. You probably do. You're probably like spicy.
It depends on what it's on.
Yeah. So, you know, all right, you don't like horse, whatever you don't like, I could sue you for mm-hmm. it. I'm not going to win or get anything, but the cost of you having to defend that, and I don't know if you know the price of school attorneys. Mm-hmm. So if somebody sues a school, it's a pretty penny, even if you're in the right and mm-hmm. nobody's going to find against you. It's still going to cost you a ton of money. Whose money is that? Well, it's the taxpayer's money, and you've got to recover it, but we're under tax cap, so we can't recover it. So, you know, because we're already, it's a vicious cycle. Yeah. And quite frankly, this was financially a decent year. We are ready to buckle down because it is going to be the most challenging next few years. I imagine a lot of our schools are going to end up having to borrow money as well. It is going to get, sorry for the prognosis. I wanted to say the word and I don't know that I can.
Prognosis?
Well, I was going to, yeah. but anyways. My little moment of Nostradamus, that it is going to be very, very difficult for our schools financially. And, gee, it's very difficult for people financially everywhere right now.
True.
So it's going to take us some time. We'll get there. But we got to get our kids back in there, and we got to get our families back to work. A regular day routine, and life will be good.
Mm-hmm. Like you were talking about earlier, too, on the remote learning, you know, having been a teenager myself at one point in time, we won't talk about that, but
just a few years ago.
Right, right. You know, I mean, you know, given the option of, you know, sitting, you know, having to be in classroom where your, you know, your attendance is checked and everything, and, you know, as opposed to I had to go to my computer and sign on, you know, okay, well, I'll go sign on and then I'll go do something else, you know. And
well, Jeff, our option back then was to go play outside or do that. We mm-hmm. didn't have the video games. We didn't have YouTube. We didn't have computers. Right. Our video game was that football game with the little red dots that go, and you had to, you know.
Oh, Pong. You had the table tennis.
Well, Pong came around. But, you know, that only lasted mm-hmm. so long. And like you, if I didn't have somebody there pushing me,
Mm-hmm.
And I got to make my own choices, I probably wouldn't have made it through school. I really wouldn't have. I'd have been outside playing.
Right. Exactly.
So I can't blame the kids. They don't have the capability. I mean, they're children.
Right.
They are children. It's hard enough as an adult. And I'll give you this example. When was the last time you went on to YouTube to look for something, and an hour and a half later, you're watching these cute kittens and babies? You know, I always get caught up in something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just wandered off your task. And the kids are the same way. Oh, while I'm on YouTube, here's an ad for, you know, ASMR or whatever. I don't know if you've even heard of that. You ought to get into it. You got the equipment here. It's about high volume that people eat. They'll literally eat, and you'll listen to the crunch and whatever it is. So they're picking up, you know, every little auditory, and the kids love it. Kids love watching other kids play video games. I don't get it. Well, I do get it, but it's not fun.
Right.
And so you've got distractions, just like, look at me. I couldn't even finish what my first thought was. I started off on a whole nother tangent, but we've got to get away from remote.
Exactly. I'll tell you what, get on the break here. Let's go ahead and take that. We will come back and talk some more with Superintendent Davis right after this. And welcome back. Got a couple minutes left in the program today. Again, talking with Regional School Superintendent Kelton Davis. And as we, I guess most schools now are on break for the holidays and getting ready to wait for 2021 to roll around so we can see if it's better, hopefully.
Oh, absolutely. And I you know, one of the challenges right now is when you come back, you know, if our biggest issue has been family time and not a family who's been staying close quarters,
mm-hmm.
but the fact of families and blending it around and Christmas is one of those times, and New Year's is most notably one of those times, that the big concern is the spike that we're going to see coming back. But hopefully that's not the case. We'll continue to be diligent, even though we start our vaccinations. And the Moderna one, I believe, has maybe 4 weeks for the second dose.
Mm-hmm.
And the Pfizer is, 3 weeks for the second dose. And I think you get like 50%. You know, you're flipping a coin.
Right.
Until you get that second dose. I mean, I really anticipate that the remainder of the year is going to loosen. I think some fears will be a little bit less, but I would anticipate it'll be much the same. But starting in August, I think we would have plenty of time to get that herd immunity rolling, mm-hmm. and be back to normal.
I've heard this summer is probably about the turning point to...
Well, I'm already looking forward to summer. Mm. Can you believe it?
It'll be here before we know it. But.
Hey, what is today's date?
Today's date is the 22nd.
I am so excited because the 21st and 22nd is the equinox, so that means our days are starting to get longer.
Mm-hmm.
So let's, there is a happy note. We're going to get more sunshine, longer days. It won't be dark when you get up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Albeit, you know, a minute or so at a time, but you know, still, hey, going the right way.
Baby steps. Baby steps, Jeff. We are going to celebrate longer days and summer's coming, and we have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Exactly. So, well, it does look like we're out of time, but I appreciate you coming in today. And
my pleasure. It's always good to join you, Jeff.
And we'll look forward to talking to you in January and see how things are starting out with the 2021.
It'll be amazing.
All right. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We'll talk to you next time. Have a great day.